If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What's up, and welcome back to another episode of No Ceilings Podcast with your host, Nah Fuck That, with your low, Glasses Malone.
So, I was just on the phone, right, and I was ordering a SIM card for my phone, right, Tom? And they had, like, I'm not going to lie, my phone be doing all kind of crazy shit. Like, it always say extended. Like, if I call somebody regular number, you know what I mean? Like, if I call somebody regular number, it'll just go to, like, a weird T-Mobile message or, like, I'm calling out of the country. Feel me? When people call, it goes straight to voicemail. Like, it's fucked up. You know what I mean? It say extended. It don't even say, like, you know, five or, you know, what is all the towers and shit?
5G and you know everything else.
5G yeah. Is like, it don't say none of that. It'd be
you're
like.
You still got that 3G. You got that Nelly right? connection during that versus AO Dirty.
So I was hitting them. I'm like, they have been trying to send me a SIM card since last year. And I'm like, yeah, I've been chipping off that SIM card. So fine, I'm like, let me get the SIM card. So I'm on a little text app. Right, you know, you texting them back and forth. So I'm hitting them. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm ready for the SIM card. So I send them, here's the address. And he's like, what phone are you using? I'm like, yeah, I got the iPhone 8. It was like, the iPhone 8? They said, you can tell somebody, they texted, you know we on 13. Like, that was fucked up, right? I was like, ain't this a bitch? Like, you trying to phone shame me, cuz? Like, you trying to phone shame me? He's like, look. Let me calculate the discount. Like, he ran. Are you ready to upgrade? He said, I got the iPhone 8 Pro. The big iPhone 8 Plus. So they don't even say Plus. The more it's like Pro Max. Is it? So he said, so he like, hold on 1 second. He said, are you thinking about upgrading? I said, I thought about it. He said, let me see what price I can give you. So he comes back. He's like, yeah, we can give it to you for $625 out the door. Now, mind you, I just grabbed Joker a phone because Joker broke his phone arguing with his ex-wife. And so I just gave him like $1,700 to get him a new phone, right? So I'm like, yeah, I'm not paying no payments though with this $625. I'm not giving y'all no names. Like, no, that's out the door. Just He literally texts, just please get the new phone. He's like, I know your phone had to not be working correctly. I'm like, it's working fine. No, it's not. He's texting me back. No, so imagine reading the texts as they come through. It's impossible for it to be working right. Yes, it is working fine. He was like, no, it's not working fine. He was like, $625 out the door. There's no taxes, nothing. He said, this is
just take the phone.
Just get a new phone. and then literally just logged out of the text. I was like,
no. Nah, bro, please get you a new phone, bro. iPhone 8 is outrageous, bro. What year did that come out? Man.
I don't know. Like 2000. Don't act like it came out 20 years ago. iPhone come out with three new phones every year. Yeah. Probably came out in 2020.
No, it ain't come out 2020. It probably came out like 2014. It probably came out like
2014.
The iPhone 8?
Not 14. What year did the iPhone 8 Plus come out?
When did Tom? I'm going to Google it.
Google that. That's funny. Old trusty.
iPhone 8 came out 2017. So your phone is 5 years old.
Yeah, it's funny, right? That, so
in computer world, glasses. Come on. In computer world.
Man, it's a phone.
No. It is a computer. Computer that you how old is the computer you got in front of you right now?
No.
It ain't 5 years old, is it?
No.
You can't run the Pro Tools on those plugins on that fucking Pro Tools from 8 years ago, man. Get you a new phone.
No,
man.
I can't
understand it's
computer.
A giant phone. You a big person, you got big hands, G. But get you another
it's
phone.
Huge, important. But it wasn't phone, that man. I don't pay payments on my phone, right? So then it's like I have to decide is a new phone worth $2,000 for me to make phone calls on.
Yes.
No.
It will improve like now, your life, bro.
I got laptops, iPads, iMacs, Mac Pros, Big Macs. I got all kinds of computers. Why is Apple always making me update stuff? You're not making it better, it's worse. And you know the main thing I'm holding on to my iPhone 8. You know why I'm holding on to my iPhone 8 too? It has the home button. I have grown comfortable with the home button. I hate having to touch my screen.
I have never in my life been affiliated with a gang. Because please stop. You tripping right now. All right. I have never been affiliated with a gang, but you are tripping right now. You're tripping. Gee. I log into my phone.
I'm supposed to pay $2,000 to make phone calls?
You can just look at the motherfucker and it open up, Glass.
That's probably why you never had no service. Your phone old as hell.
It's true, though.
Shit keep dropping out.
I'm trying to get the new SIM card. I'm trying to get the new SIM card right now. I'm like, send me the new SIM card. They like, look, no SIM card is really going to help your
problem. And you are maniacal, by the way. Because I know where you're going with this. You're maniacal. But go ahead, continue. Because I know exactly where you're going with this. But you,
no
my
ceilings.
Friend, are tripping. Get you another phone, brother, man. My brother.
No ceilings.
A square brother is telling you, my brother. my non-square brother. Get another phone, please. Thank you.
No ceilings. Glasses Malone. Peter is en route. I got my brothers for my favorite podcast and all of podcasts, which is Hoops and Brews. Some of the most accurate and funniest takes in all of basketball world. And you're right, Tom, because if we're talking about old things and old phones and I'm pressured to get a new phone, why should I get a new phone if my phone was an all-time great? Why should I get a new phone if the iPhone 8 is an all-time great?
Your phone is not LeBron James. Stop playing games.
My phone is definitely LeBron James.
Your phone is Anthony Davis. At this point.
My phone is definitely LeBron James.
Your phone is AD.
Years and years of impressive service.
Bro, you said brought an iPhone 8. Yo, what the fuck?
This is the LeBron James of iPhones. iPhone 8. Trusty, reliable. It ran well years and years. The screen broke. I put the screen back together. It took all the new programming. It was awesome. But you know what happened? What happened is eventually it stops functioning properly. And even though I can't tell all the time, right, that it is not functioning properly, it still isn't functioning properly. Like, right, just like you telling me, you like, I just want to make phone calls. LeBron James want to just get buckets. But that don't mean that the new models don't have more things you could use the actual phone for. It makes perfect sense.
It's no, it's not the same. You need to stop this.
It's the same.
This is a crazy.
LeBron it's the same.
Like, LeBron is more like an old school Chevy than he is an iPhone 8, bro.
He is definitely not an old school Chevy.
Yes, he is, because sometimes the motherfuckers don't start.
Don't work. Yeah, it's fact.
Sometimes you,
don't get,
you crank the key in that bitch, and you like, what's going
right.
on? It
just the part's hard to find.
Sometimes.
The parts are hard to find.
It's not an old school Chevy. It's not an old school Chevy, because you can always make. I got old school Chevys that run great. Right now, you can always fix them, and they run great. But like technology, no, it's not. It's over. Eventually, you cannot download the newest technology.
Yeah, facts. Can you put a radio in it, though?
Hell yes, a radio on my joint. Nigga, I got,
a new radio. That's my whole point.
Yeah, my rider work with my phone. My Chevy work with my phone. Bluetooth. It's over.
LeBron got the new hair plug.
It's over.
He be new.
LeBron James is like a phone. Like basketball players are like technology. Like eventually it's just over. There's no updating it. You can't put the new LS in there.
The better
it's
version
over.
Of LeBron, though. There's no, but the difference between LeBron and iPhone 8 is like there is no better version of LeBron than LeBron.
Of course
the
there is. It's
no
over.
Better version of Steph Curry than Steph Curry.
But when it's over,
model,
it's over.
Like saying the old model of LeBron.
It's not over though. He's not the
it's
old
over.
Model. He's not the old model. The new models of the new model is not as good as the old model. LeBron is still LeBron.
No, he's not.
None of these.
LeBron shot the ball. LeBron shot the ball 22 times a game last year. We won 35 games.
That's
he played 40 minutes.
But I don't like that though, because that's kind of hypocritical of you, because you're the main one that love to talk about it's a team game. He was out there playing with G Leaguers. He was out there playing with a guy called Billy Kobe.
Anthony Davis played 40 games. Russell Westbrook played 68 games. That's an MVP
and
two first All-NBA players. Who?
And they had a rookie from Alabama starting.
They had three Hall of Famers. Guaranteed Hall of Famers starting. They had three Hall of Famers starting.
No, actually, you have the right thinking. Wrong person. Russell Westbrook is who you're thinking about.
Russell Westbrook didn't even play as many minutes as LeBron James.
You're missing my point. Russell Westbrook is who you're thinking about, because all the guards in the league have caught up to Russell Westbrook. They're now better than him. They're smarter than him. They can go out and give you 10 rebounds a game if they wanted to and 10 assists if they really wanted to.
Could do that.
How many games did Russell Westbrook win last year?
John Morant can't get you no 10 boards and 10 assists every game. No, he can't.
No, he can't.
No, he can't. No, he can't.
He will never do that.
Yes, he can.
No, he cannot. No, he cannot.
Yes, he can.
No, he cannot.
Yes, he can.
No, he cannot.
Put $100 on it right now before he retires. He going to want to average
the real question.
And he going to do it. Remember I said
he's not going to average
the real question is, has he?
Hit me up when he retire.
I don't think John can average 10 assists.
It took Russ until he was in like his eighth year to do that, though. Let's be realistic. Like, Russell Westbrook is an outdated model of Russell Westbrook. There is no one else that is.
It took Russell that long.
LeBron James in the NBA. Nobody is LeBron. Nobody.
It is over.
It took Russell 10 years to run the rest of the players off all of his rosters so that he could demand the ball for 47 and a half minutes a game.
Exactly. How can you play with like, this is my point. And I don't know how did LeBron's media machine get so good at this, but y'all will blame everybody. Like, how is this consistent?
I didn't blame
this whole
Russ.
Career?
You didn't hear me blame Russ. I just said your example of calling LeBron an iPhone 8, your iPhone, which you need to get rid of, is wrong. Russell Westbrook is the iPhone you need to get rid of. Russell Westbrook is a $47 million iPhone. And don't get me wrong, I love Russ. It's no disrespect to Russ. Russ is one of my favorite players of all time.
But he shouldn't be
saying this for the past. No, he is. He should be. Russ is one of the most exhilarating basketball players to ever watch. But he's also one of the most painful basketball players to ever watch, because he doesn't slow down. And even as he's gotten older, he still plays as fast as he did when he was 22. And he ain't realized,
because that's all he has.
I disagree with that, though, because he can stand around the rim and get rebounds. He can pass the ball in a pick and roll and get assists. But if he's not making smart basketball plays, he's taken away from you. And if he's not making threes, shooting an all-time NBA worst from three-point percentage, then yeah, it's terrible. LeBron is just
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
No young guy that's a better version of LeBron than LeBron.
Let me ask you a question. Giannis is a better version of LeBron. Giannis is a better version of LeBron. Let me ask you a question. How do you blame the person with the highest?
Watching Hakeem.
So Russell Westbrook, who has the highest usage rate on the Lakers team?
It's LeBron.
Who shoots the most shot on the Lakers team?
That has nothing to do with anything.
Who shoots the most shot on the Lakers team?
That has nothing to do with anything.
Just a question.
It's LeBron. Go ahead, continue.
Who plays the most minutes on the Lakers team?
Okay, go ahead, continue.
It's literally him. He's the nucleus of the universe. There's never, first off, he won more games with players nowhere near as good as Russell Westbrook. He won more games with Mo Williams, who is not as good as Russell Westbrook now or ever in life.
That did happen.
But you're not going to win with Russell Westbrook. Like, he's a better player, but you can't win with him.
It's not you're not going to win with Russell Westbrook. You're not going to win with LeBron James any longer. That part of the game is over.
Averaging 3.8 turnovers a game also.
There are two things. LeBron has probably seen his best. Not probably. LeBron has seen his best days. I don't know if LeBron can be the focal point on a championship. Nah, I don't know. I don't know. LeBron cannot be the focal point of a championship team anywhere. Also, they can't win with Russell Westbrook playing the way that they've been playing with Russell Westbrook. I don't think the team – hold on. I don't think the team had to be as bad as the team was. But the way they were playing the game of basketball with Russell Westbrook is what made the team bad as it was. I didn't think Russ would be – look, I didn't think they were going to win a championship. I thought they would be a playoff team, you know, a good team, maybe to the, you know, the second round be okay. But when I saw Russell Westbrook in the fucking corner all year, what you want him to do? You didn't see Russell Westbrook play basketball for 14 years.
I don't
Russell Westbrook is the least winnable all-star point guard in the history of this league.
That's period.
Okay, are you and Skip taking the same talking point?
No, it's not. Name an all-star point guard that is harder to win around in the history of this league than Russell Westbrook.
Every other one except Russell Westbrook.
Terrell Brandon.
Everybody. Everybody.
Name an all-star point guard.
You can name
Terrell. You can start naming every point guard. Chris Paul.
Every all-star point guard.
Stephon Marbury, Steve Francis. We can keep going.
Come down on your mic a little. Come down on your mic a little bit, Pete.
See
if you turn your mic down, Pete. Not everybody else. Pete. It's Pete. Pete's mic super loud. Hot. Okay.
Stephon Marbury, Steve Francis. Yes.
Russell Westbrook.
Even Allen Iverson.
Listen, it's harder to win a ring.
Man, the defensive player of the year and the coach of the year in order to get to the finals. Russ has been to the finals before.
With Russell Westbrook, the Thunder went to the finals.
Okay.
And the conference finals. I think
in the conference finals. Russell Westbrook is one of the most successful point guards in the history of the league. This is just ridiculous. The problem is when you don't allow him to be the one thing in the NBA he's an all-time great at. It's simple. It's not deep. He took a team last year to the playoffs. This year, he's not in the playoffs. So you're going to blame the second guy with the highest usage rate on the team, second minutes, the second most shots on the team by far.
Technically, Russell you're going to blame that guy. Behind Anthony Davis. Technically, Anthony Davis averaged 35 minutes a game in Russ.
Okay, so you're going to blame the third guy.
Per game than Russ.
So you're going to play the third guy with the third amount of minutes. And this is what kills me. People talked about injuries for us last season, right? KD played less games than LeBron. Kyrie played less games than Anthony Davis. Yet the Nets were in the playoffs. What we like to do here in Lakerland, ever since the arrival of Your Highness, is we're going to blame the third guy. We're going to blame the fourth guy. We're going to blame the fifth guy. We're going to blame the sixth guy. We're not going to blame the two guys we're giving $80 million to. When in the history of basketball has that ever, to not make the playoffs, to not make a play-in, it's really Malik's fault? It's really the fact Kendrick Nunn is hurt? It's really Austin Reeves' fault we didn't make a play-in? It's really injuries' fault we didn't make a play-in?
Yeah, really? Play-in. play in.
It's Russell Westbrook's fault. We didn't make a play in. It's over, Tom. It's over. And it's okay that it's over. But we have to stop doing the same thing we have done for this man's whole career. We have to stop. We all know. We all know the king compromises talent. We know this. We all have agreed on multiple different platforms that literally he compromised Antoine Jameson. His lack of perimeter skills as a scorer, right? He has to go to the cup. Or he's this really inefficient three-point shooter. Inefficient for a perimeter guard, right? You got to think the kind of guards that's winning with that is Steph Curry. That's the only point guard that's winning with that. Chris Paul's not winning with that. Steph Curry, the only point guard that has the focal point of offense that's winning. And it just happened to be that he, at times, is shooting 50% from three.
Which is crazy.
So, again, we're having simple conversations, yet we constantly keep brushing the blame for every other player. It went from LeBron carries players to it's everybody else's fault. You're not making a play-in. He played more minutes, scored more points, took more shots, had highest usage rates, and we're losing games. It's nobody else's fault but LeBron James. It's not injuries because the Nets made the play-in. They won more games. We want to blame Russell Westbrook because we're compromising him. We're saying, hey, don't be a point guard on this team, Russell, because we have LeBron James. And LeBron James is one of the best point guards in history, which is ridiculous. He's never been a point guard. He's always been a playmaking small forward that plays from the top of the perimeter. But when you slow down, simple, when you slow down, you lose a step. When you are designated, when the defense can stand in front of you and you're shooting more threes than you ever have in your career, you're about 8 to 9, you're a 34% three-point shooter. Your offense is inefficient and it lacks consistency. Not to mention, if you take the best, probably one of the better points, Russell Westbrook over the last 15 years is probably Russell Westbrook is a top 5 point guard in his last 10
years. Now you about to lie.
Top five.
Russ is top five all time. Like, what are we talking about?
No, he's not.
No, yes, he is.
That's not even debatable.
You can't name 5 point guards with better resumes.
It depends on what you want. Do you want to win, or do you want to have a guy who puts up numbers?
You're a liar.
Yes, I can.
You're lying. Now you're lying. You're telling a lie.
Magic Johnson played.
I'm not talking about Magic Johnson. And you know good and goddamn well you ain't talking about Magic Johnson.
Who are you talking about?
Name somebody else other than Magic Johnson. Name somebody else other than Steph Curry and Magic Johnson.
Oscar Robertson.
Oh, okay. I'm fine with that. Cool. Now keep going.
Bob Cousy.
They're the same guy. What's your goal? Do you want to win? Do you want to win or do you want stats?
No, stop.
That's the question.
I'll give you Cousy, even though he's not on my list. But I got three. You got four. Go ahead. Keep going.
Zeke and Tony Parker.
I would say Isaiah Thomas is a far better point guard than.
No, he is not. No, he is not.
Do you want to win or do you want stats?
Team with the greatest defensive player to ever play the game of basketball.
True.
The only time that Russell was ever any good was like one of the most loaded rosters of his era with Harden as a six.
Not the second greatest, but I feel you.
Well, third or fourth behind Moncrief.
Yeah, but by that same standard, that's the same thing you can say about Isaiah Thomas.
What?
No. Isaiah Thomas couldn't win without Dennis Rodman.
What are you saying? You talking about the KD argument for Russ?
No,
Russ couldn't win with KD and Harden and everybody else on there. That was a loaded roster. He couldn't win with that.
Harden had the worst series out of all of them in this.
That was a god.
Whatever.
That's exactly why he got.
And also, Kevin Durant got fouled by LeBron James at the end of that game. They didn't call it.
They were loaded for several years. They were loaded for several years, and he got nothing accomplished. So let's not even try that.
I don't like that phrase saying he got nothing accomplished when Chris Paul only been to one finals in his entire career and never won an MVP. But
Chris Paul's not great.
I agree with you. But again, name me 5 point guards greater than Russell Westbrook. Okay, you got
Chris Paul.
So I'll give you Zeke. That's four for me. Keep going.
Chris Paul is It's about 10 guys better than Russell Westbrook.
You're lying.
There are. John Stockton's better than Russell Westbrook. He was a first team All-NBA or All-NBA All-Defense. He went to two finals. You're going to win more with him than you're going to win.
He's not going to
win. He didn't win nothing.
Gary Payton.
He went to two finals. That's more than Westbrook ever did.
Hold up. Jason Kidd. Steve Nash, yes.
Okay.
Jason Kidd. It's about 10 guys. Okay, you got to look at
taking them over Russ.
Regardless, though, Russell Westbrook won the greatest MVP.
But you even make my point further when you say that, right? Because you're looking at
he's one of the best point guards to ever play the game of basketball.
Ever. He's for sure a top 20 point guard of all time. And there's been hundreds of point guards in this league. He's for sure in the top 2.
Top 5.
No, he's not. I wouldn't go that far. But if you want to give a homie that much credit, cool. I ain't gonna fight you. The point I'm saying is, it takes LeBron James.
How much do you weigh MVP?
Playing with LeBron James. Listen, it takes LeBron James playing with LeBron James for him to be a parody. You turned him into a parody.
I'm not mad at that.
So then, can we actually get to the point of where? Can we actually get to the point of where the Lakers are and why they are there? It's the nucleus. You have to alter the nucleus.
Can I ask you a question? And I'm going to ask this to Peter, actually, because Peter, you follow basketball, right?
Not really, but no. I'm familiar enough.
Well, basically, once Frank Vogel got fired, they were all doing their exit conferences and stuff. And Russ basically was like, when I first got signed to the Lakers, basically, I think he said he brought like Frank Vogel, like a bottle of like wine or something like that. It's like kind of like a, you know, like, you know, I'm on a team now. It's like a gift, and gave it to him. And basically he said, like, ever since like the first day and the first interaction he had with Frank Vogel, Frank never liked him. So even offensively, it wasn't necessarily that it was LeBron, that basically Frank never wanted to like put him in the spots he wanted to be in.
So you're going to do this
to go to the corner.
No,
that's what I'm saying. So you don't hold – so this is what I'm saying. So if we come out next year and we see a completely different team, now that they got a different coach that actually going to try to give Russ the ball in more positions to succeed, I just feel like it's kind of hard for me to judge last year if the coach didn't like the man and LeBron fucking traded for the man.
Here's the issue with the Lakers. Hey, Russell's had seemingly beefs with, like, most of his coaches, but, like – the problem with the Lakers is the same thing as the problem with LeBron James' career. Teams want him on the roster so bad that they will let him play GM, and he's not very good at it. So he puts together these rosters of guys he thinks are good or that he likes or he wants to hang out with or whatever the hell else. It's been like that since forever. And the teams don't have on-court chemistry. And then you try to analyze what's going on the court. It makes no difference. I mean, any idiot can look back and go, boy, spacing-wise, how exactly is Russell Westbrook's style and LeBron James' style going to successfully coexist in the same basketball court? It's impossible. It's an idiotic proposition.
No, it can work. LeBron can't play the way he's played.
Well, one of the two of them is going to have to become a different human being for it to work. And then it can work.
You traded for the man, LeBron.
You're Russ in year 20, nobody LeBron.
Different. Russ can't become nobody different. Like,
neither can LeBron. Neither of them two guys at this point are going to become anything different.
I disagree with that. True. I think LeBron is great enough. I think LeBron, because I've seen him do it, is great enough to shapeshift into at least 2 to 3 different people. Russell Westbrook can play the game.
He's a fucking small forward. He is a fucking power forward. He don't got a shapeshift. You can't make Russell Westbrook grow from 6'3 to 6'10. He's not a power forward. You're not a stretch four. You can't make a 6'3 guy be that, right? And then he's not a good 3-point shooter. You're a better 3-point shooter. You're 6'10. You rebound better. Oh my God, is it obvious? But again,
he could actually probably score almost the same amount of points. It's just it has to look different, has to come from different areas. He also probably wouldn't get hurt as much if he wasn't playing 28 feet away from the basket, because it allows for more things to happen. I thought what happened when Russell Westbrook came here, I was like, oh, okay, he's going to take some pressure off LeBron. He'll, you know, they'll give Russ the ball, let Russ dive. It'll help, you know, AD out. It'll help Bron out. I didn't think that they would win a championship, but I don't think last season had to look the way it looked. Even with Russ, he didn't really play as bad as you think he could.
There was no other way it could ever look.
It could have. You could have let Russ be Russell Westbrook.
If it could have, it would have.
No, you have to concede, Pete. Like, that's the thing, right? And this is what Pavy's saying. We had this conversation before last season, and we talked about it. I say, look, we talked about it on Hoops and Brews. Matter of fact, make sure when y'all listen, once y'all listen to this podcast, I'm going to make sure Tom and Pav go put up the Hoops and Brews pod where we talked about how I talked about how bad the Lakers would be because it was no way possible LeBron would actually start playing power forward because he's 6'10". But even though he should, right, I actually predicted he would actually struggle with injuries because it's time, right? You in year 19, I actually predicted he would play too many minutes. For it to work out in year 20, like historically, he needs to play less minutes, right? He needs to be around 28 minutes a game. That's why he would be at 22 points, but he'd be a more efficient 22 points. He have more rebounds. We'd be controlling more possessions. But for this to work, you have to get the most out of Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook can carry your offense. Historically, in the NBA, he's carried offenses. He's still a lot closer to the prime of his career than LeBron James. He's still a lot closer to the peak of his power than LeBron James. So at this point, you let him carry the offense because he could carry your other guys and get buckets. But floor positioning matters. Like, there's this weird thing, and I appreciate this about Pete to understand spacing and geometry in this conversation. People feel like, oh, you're a hooper. You can hoop from anywhere. Kareem couldn't shoot a three-point hook shot. It just wasn't like that. Tim Duncan couldn't play 19, 22 feet away from the cup. It's just not like that. The game is built, right? Rhythm, comfortable, usage. How are you using the floor? The way LeBron's been doing, you know, geometrically for years and shit, of driving the ball because he can't stop in the mid-range and pull up and shoot a jumper, right? So you always have to keep everybody away. This year, we're going into a phase. I've had to talk to people. I'm like, yo, we're not getting rid of Russell Westbrook. We need that $50 million back at the end of the season. We need that money. Russell Westbrook contract is up at $47 million. LeBron James's contract is up at $44 million. That's $91 million. Kendrick Nunn's contract, that's $5 million. He got one more year. That's $96 million. We would have $100 million to go back in and re-spool a lineup where we have Anthony Davis that we need to even restrict his minutes to keep him at a suitable minute. Russell Westbrook is the perfect person for the Lakers' success right now because while you need to play LeBron James for 28 minutes, while you need to play Anthony Davis for 28 minutes to keep them fresh for the postseason, you have a workhorse, a guy who doesn't get injured. I just laugh. We're talking about trading for Kyrie. We have one guy who literally has propelled offenses with no great other offensive players into the postseason, and we're going to get rid of him to get somebody who doesn't push people into the postseason, somebody who has been injured. So you have two injury-prone guys. LeBron James, at this point in his career as a Laker, he played 50-some games the first time. He played 60 games the second season because we got COVID. He played 50 games the third season, and he played 50 games this season. 50, 60, 50, 50. It's not rocket science. It's not that deep. Russell Westbrook is a workhorse. He played as many games as they would let him play. Yeah. Why would you get rid of the load? So you need $100 million because you don't got a ton of picks because you didn't pretty much salvage the offense to try to win now. So the two guys who you need to depend on in the postseason, you're going to depend on them in the regular season. One guy is old. He's probably like great, like basketball Miles. Like his great grandfather. Basketball Miles. Right. And then you got Anthony Davis. Right. You spread him out. So he's rolling to the cup 22 feet away when he's been prone to injuries. His limbs are long. This is simple math. Like, what are we doing? Like, this is what's killing me about the Lakers. There's a delusion that's like, well, LeBron, bro, it's over. LeBron James could not be the second best player on the team. If you put LeBron James on the same team with the Bucks and you traded Chris Middleton, they would be less effective.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to work.
If you put LeBron James on the Celtics team, they would be less effective right now. Because what you would need to demand out of him, where he's at defensively, he's far removed from there. And offensively, it takes too much for him to get a look. It takes minutes. He's sitting at the top of the key dribbling, taking two steps back. So not only are you 23 feet away at the three-point line, you took four more feet back to try to get a running start to get to the cup. You've been in the NBA. Man, you got, like, he's like a car. He's a million miles.
The second generation bus.
It's not that you're going to get injured. The more mileage, Pete, it takes longer to heal. You know, Pete, as a runner, you ran. Man, when you used to get hurt when you was a young stud, man, you heal up in a day. You could have broke your leg. You'd be like, back out here next week. LeBron get a cut toenail. He's not back tomorrow. If his toenail fall off, they're like, oh, my God, it's going to take us. And they always lie to you. Like, man, LeBron will be back in 2 weeks, and it beats 2,000 weeks.
They don't want people to not buy tickets for the next week's games.
Yeah.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful VC turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
What the Lakers need to do is simple. The Lakers need some money. We need to limit Anthony Davis's minutes this year. We need to limit LeBron James' minute this year. We need to let Russell Westbrook be Russell Westbrook. It's not more important to let LeBron James be LeBron James than it is to let Russell Westbrook be Russell Westbrook. Because if you're not letting Russell Westbrook be Russell Westbrook, you're getting a half of a player.
Then who is he? He can do one thing.
LeBron James is the greatest combo player in the history of the game.
The two guys then need to not overlap at the same time. They play 24 minutes a game each opposite one another and try to survive the regular season. And then the playoffs, yeah. Just be happy you made the playoffs because it's not going to work.
Well, the thing is, if you get them to the playoffs, then the experience can matter. But you also have to be fresh. So you can't be playing these guys. LeBron James played 40 minutes. What do you think you're doing? How many years Kareem,
yeah, that was
how many
asinine.
Minutes Kareem and Karl Malone played it? You know what starts to happen to your body at this point?
It's because no one wants to lead the guy. He refuses to have leadership over his head, and nobody wants to intervene and be the adult in the room that he's sitting in.
To be fair, Kareem did not play over 37 minutes a game in his career after the age of 33. But he did play 30 minutes. He played 31 minutes until he was 39, and then he started playing 28, then 22.
31 ain't bad.
That's where LeBron was at a season ago. He should have been playing at 28. Why are we playing LeBron James more?
Because he's a narcissist. And he's obsessed with fucking carrying all the fucking – it is. It's the story of his life. Look at the man. All the problems that happen with LeBron's teams and the Lakers are problems that occur before the tip-off of the first game that are irreparable once the tip-off happens.
It's some truth to that.
I'm not going
to
argue that.
It's some truth. I don't know about the narcissism. I just think.
So you don't know about the narcissism? Woo!
No, I don't know because I can't just jump on.
He had a whole show to tell us he was going to take his talents.
It is a bit weird.
He is the ancillary career killer. I mean, he's basically turned. He's turned Davis into love now. I mean, Davis is the best player in the league, and then he goes with LeBron, and now was he? He's a forgettable guy. Didn't that guy used to have an eyebrow or something? Like, no, who cares?
Anthony Davis was one of the most sought-after free agents in basketball, even with injuries. Like, bro, niggas, right? Like, the way people are talking about Anthony Davis, right? Crazy. Like, they don't think Anthony Davis is better than Luka Doncic.
I don't know why people play with him still.
He's not better than Luka Doncic. You need to be stopped. You are ridiculous. Say he's not better.
He was like a damn near 2020 guy.
No. Hold on, wait, pause. I, like, doing the Kyrie saga, I heard people say they would trade Kyrie Irving. No. They would trade AD for Kyrie Irving. What are you doing? Luka, I'm
because
fine with
that's because they're still holding on. Though,
what are you doing?
That's because they're still holding on to the Cavs glory days. That's like right now, if they had to get into a fight, they're like, I'm going to get Larry Holmes to fight you right now. It's like, bro, it's like Larry Holmes will beat Tyson Fury. Brother, it is different. Things have changed. And they're holding on to the Cavs. Even that 2016 Cavs was LeBron's twilight. Like, we got lucky in 2020. We won it, right? But we had a team full of vets. Man, them dudes probably had 1,000 years of experience together. And then we only played 60 regular season games. And we got a 3-month break going into the postseason.
And no travel in the postseason either, which makes a difference at that age.
Which also fucked injuries up traveling. So, like, it was, I don't want to say cater to our strength, because obviously a worldwide pandemic with a killer like COVID is nothing to do with, like, God wanting the Lakers to win. I don't think Kobe's that powerful in heaven. I don't think he's like, yo, God.
But they wouldn't have won it without COVID. I'll say that.
Hands down, right? No, and if you really think about it, you're saying we wouldn't have. Because if you look at the first year, the following year, you're seeing how time ages on bodies, right? So we got something special, even with LeBron out of his twilight. You know, the 2016 was the prowess of LeBron's powers. Like, and we saw it and worked out for him. You know what I mean? But that is gone. That was year, like, 13 or 14. That's a lot. Now we're in year 20, and people are still believing LeBron James. Well, if LeBron James is... Bro, it is old. What the hell is wrong with y'all? It's year 20. This man didn't play a million games. What do you think is going on?
How we started this pod,
like, right? He's like, yo, Russell Westbrook played the third amount of minutes, took the third least amount of shots, third usage rate, and we talking about what he did, why we didn't make a plan. We were at the 11th seed. That's when LeBron James taking 22 shots, highest usage rate in the league.
How many different starting lineups did you all have? You all had like 35 plus different starting lineups during the season.
Yeah, but it was some games that, like, they shouldn't have just lost, bro.
I understand that, Pappy. You was at a lot of them.
Was LeBron in that starting lineup?
I'm not blaming LeBron. Yes, I'm not blaming LeBron. It's because Russell Westbrook was out there for 78 of them.
Because they was using him wrong, bro. There was so many
times. Then blame the coach.
No, I'm going to blame LeBron.
If Ty Lue would have been coaching the Lakers, they would have missed the playoffs.
What coach in this league is going to step in and tell LeBron James, you're going to play this way against your will? Which coach in this league?
Ty Lue did.
Who the hell he didn't?
Is that a comedy routine? LeBron handpicks coaches that will coach everyone around him to acquiesce to what he wants.
Him and Ty Lue didn't get along at the end.
Because he's uncoachable.
They ain't get along at the end. Why do you think the man was having panic attacks and shit?
How do you think he got the job in the first place? Do you think that the powerful leadership in Cleveland?
Fucking LeBron James is hell.
I think that's why he was having panic attacks. I think he was probably just stressed in general. He might have been going through some health shit. I don't know.
And dealing with LeBron James is a lot, bro. And they was also blaming him at every single turn.
The one person who deserves less blame than everybody is the coach last year. He is a defensive mastermind. We did not give him defensive talent. That's all our fault. It's everybody else's fault but old Vogel. Shout out to Vogel. I'm glad they freed you, brother. I'm sorry how they did it. But for sure, this is not your fault. You are a defensive mastermind, and we gave you defensive pieces. You did amazing things, fantastic things. And one day we woke up and decided we was going to give you a bunch of offensive talent and then blame you. That's like to blame... If Twinkies got in front of a fat person and sat down 10 Twinkies, we're going to blame Hostess. We're going to blame the fat person. This is what that person do. We know what this person is about.
The Lakers need to get smart.
It's Twinkies' fault.
Here's what the Lakers need. The Lakers, they need to bring back D'Antonio, and they need to run LeBron's knees right out of this league like they did with Kobe Bryant.
I like D'Antonio. I like that. You know what's funny? I had an epiphany. I like D'Antonio, too. Better than D'Antoni. That's his new name, D'Antoni.
They needed to get rid of Kobe. They had all that contract. How can we get rid of Kobe? We're just going to bring in D'Antonio, run his knees right on out of this fucking sport.
Dwight Howard took so much slack, but that's the exact same thing in reverse, right? You have Kobe Bryant and Dwight Howard. You know how many all-defensive first teams that is? That's probably about 20. And you go hire the one motherfucker who don't talk about defense and nothing. Why is Mike D'Antoni coaching? Hold up. Ron Artest, Kobe Bryant, and Dwight Howard.
That was a team, dog.
I'll tell you why this is happening.
So, who he alienated.
And then we blame Dwight Howard. And we blame Dwight Howard. We were like, Dwight, you suck.
Yo, you know, Dwight said he like couldn't feel his legs at some point that season. Like, that's how hard he was playing, that he like couldn't feel his legs.
I wonder what was wrong with his legs. I wonder what happens to everybody's leg. I wonder what's wrong with James Harden right now. I wonder what happened to Steve Nash. I wonder what happened to everybody's leg. What happens to all the people?
It's because, look, the post-bus Lakers are Hollywood people. And they worry too much about entertainment and brand names. That's why they always have these old dying stars. Because they know, look, no, seriously, think about it. You're right up the street from Hollywood. Who is still, at his old fucking ass age, the biggest draw in fucking Hollywood? Tom fucking ass Cruise. He did $1 billion in that stupid remake movie. No one can touch the fucking guy. I don't care what anybody says. The numbers don't lie. And who's the most recognizable name in the league 10 years ago? Oh, it's Kobe Bryant. We got to give him a fortune. He's the most recognizable name. Same with LeBron. They don't understand that actors have a little bit more longevity than ball players. Swear to God.
They took a lot of money out of me this season. They took a lot of money out of me this season. I'm like, I will go see LeBron James play any point in time. They took a lot of money out of me this season.
Thanks for contributing.
I know. I'm sorry.
But he's not a Lakers fan, so he don't care, bro. He don't care. Like, I noticed LeBron fans don't care that we're suffering. They like, it's everybody else's fault. As a Lakers fan, I'm like, bro, it's not cool.
I mean, I love LeBron, but I
hate that. Like, I have. It's frustrating. it's frustrating to have these conversations, man. It's frustrating because I want good things for the Lakers.
Again, I just saw too many times last year in which LeBron would be at the top of the key. He would drive. And,
Russell Westbrook is in the corner.
To Russell Westbrook in the corner. I'm like, yo.
What do you think he's going to do, Tom?
Where else was he going to stand?
You be in the corner. What is he supposed to do, Tom? You're actually a solid 3-point shooter.
What is he supposed to do, Tom? Is he Derek Fisher?
Look, I'll put it this way. At a certain point, as I said earlier in the game, but in the game that is this podcast, when you're Russell Westbrook and you're still playing at 100 and you're not 22 years old anymore, you got to adjust. I don't care. Get your ass in a fucking gym and shoot in the corner. You getting paid $47 million a year.
TP, who learns how to shoot in year 14?
Javi, if I say I'm going to give you $47 million a year next year.
It's like Jay-Z learning the
just
same.
With but nobody you, in but, the arena. But no, but nobody, and make
nobody 30, would pay. No one would pay $47 exactly. mil for a quarter shooter named Russell Westbrook.
Exactly. But you got
to
get better.
So why the hell did you pay him $47 million to sit in the corner?
Because he does more things than that. But if you Russ and you can and you allow yourself to be relegated to the corner because they don't even have to fucking guard you.
What's he going to do? Duke it out with LeBron at the top of the key? They're going to have an MMA match?
I got a question.
What's Russell Westbrook go-to shot?
Get into the rim, motherfucker.
Dive into the cup.
The layup.
Okay. Outside of that, what else?
The other layup.
The
free throw?
Off the backboard.
Bank shot.
Bank shot.
A bank shot.
That's a terrible fucking shot. Get another shot. That's his shot. D-Rose got another shot. No.
Why are you blaming?
Even D-Rose got another shot.
How does this make sense to you?
But I'm just saying, like, I'm not blaming Russ.
Well, why are you not moving LeBron James off the top of the perimeter?
Because you say you want to talk
because
about
Because he runs the franchise.
LeBron James?
Like Xi Jinping. That's why.
I want to talk about the centerpiece. I want to talk about the nucleus of the Lakers first. Can we not talk about the third used guy on the team?
Yes. And
what does LeBron James need to do?
He's not that good anymore.
Okay, so what does he need to do this year? Let's start with the nucleus.
LeBron James this year? The main thing if I'm LeBron that I need to be working on this year is my 3-point corner shot, right? Me trying to take the ball.
Are you going
to
sit in the corner?
And post up. Yes, he has to. If I'm Darvin Ham, Bron, you got to get in the corner sometime, big fella. You think Darvin Ham is like for this real? You think? Argument. What are you talking about?
This is the whole argument. Get what the fuck off the ball.
Okay, yes, I understand that. But if you're Russ, you still have to be. You still have to make shots.
Gee, but like, bro, like,
how does that make
sense?
Exactly
what I said earlier. I said one of these two guys
in the NBA is shooting as terribly from the corner as Russell Westbrook. You can't name
who the hell cares.
How does that make sense?
He's been that way his whole career.
Career.
So he has to get better and adjust. Otherwise, you're obsolete.
No. No.
And if so, he is the iPhone 8.
TP, stop. Wait, hold on. For as bad as you talk about Russell Westbrook last year, he still averaged 18, 8, and 8. You know there's only one other
and
person who did that?
3.8 turnovers a game.
Stop. You know there was only one other person who did that? You know he shot the exact same he shot from the – actually, he shot better from the field somehow. Last year than he did the year before in Washington when he averaged 20, 10, and 10.
What was his usage rate? I'm sorry. What was his usage rate in Washington?
I think it was like 5 points higher.
You so basically, be able he would do that shit with LeBron James and Anthony Davis on the floor. Adjust.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Get better.
Listen to what
get
I'm saying.
Get the fuck better.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Stand your basically, ass in the corner. Make the a fucking 3-point corner shot.
Basically, he had to.
Why would you put a 6-3? Your bank why would
you put a airball a fucking
on,
bank
Pabby.
Shot?
Hold on, Pabby.
How do you airball? Hold on, Pabby. Miss the whole backboard.
First of all, what? First of all, Paul.
Here's an intelligent.
How do you
here's
miss
an intelligent
the whole push. Backboard. It's what all it's compilations.
What point guard is ever positioned in the corner in the first place?
Except Derek Fisher.
No, stop. How many fucking bank shots did you see him clank hard left or hard right?
Because he's shooting the places.
Where did
he not usually shooting the motherfuckers from.
The fucking fan.
Because he's shooting the places he ain't usually shooting the motherfuckers from.
Gee, if he was
well, let me get this
off,
right,
he would have went way the fuck off the fairway.
So let me get this right, Tom. Let me get this right.
Blame LeBron for this motherfucker clanking threes and throwing bank shots in a fucking stands? That's not LeBron James' fault.
Ask you a question,
that ain't
Tom.
Anthony Davis' fault. It ain't they fault. Austin Reeves, a fucking rookie from Alabama, who I never heard of before a day in my life, played 10 games for them in star lineup. It ain't they fault. Rob Pelinka went inside Carmelo, old ass fucking Anthony.
There's a very strong case that you can say it is LeBron James's fault that Russell Westbrook has to be moved to the corner.
It's everybody else's fault. You're right. It's everybody else's fault.
Did you hear me say? I say Anthony.
You literally talked about niggas we gave $1 million to.
Yes. Why are
that's who you just talked about?
Why are they on your roster?
Who else are you going to get if you're giving three people $130 million?
I am not the fucking president of the Lakers. Blame that on Rob
Pelinka. LeBron James is the president of the Lakers.
Yeah, LeBron can definitely call Rob Pelinka and say, do not sign that.
And then that means Rob Pelinka fucked
up. What is that going to matter? Who else are you going to get for $1 million?
Look.
What you thought you was going to get in this league?
This the case that
Rob Pelinka. PJ Tucker is $10 million.
They didn't need to trade for Russell Westbrook. You could have kept fucking Kyle Kuzma.
You know why they needed to trade for Russell Westbrook?
Because LeBron wanted him.
You talked about them the year before. You ungrateful ass talked about them the year before.
You ain't never heard me. When we lost to the Cavs, he was like, damn, my life. You ain't never heard me.
Yes, you have. You have plenty of Kyle Kuzma slander.
Me slander Kyle Kuzma. You've heard Pavi do it.
You allow Kyle everybody Kuzma else. You had KCP slander.
No, KCP slander.
You had KCP slander.
He was going to jail to play NBA games in the same slander. Season. Hell yeah, he gets slandered.
You had KCP slander. You had Kyle Kuzma. Y'all slander everybody that's not LeBron James.
I did not have Kyle Kuzma slander. Kyle Kuzma did his job.
Then why are we talking about somebody who gave $1 million to?
Because they fucking traded for Russell Westbrook. So now the rest of the team got
to be. We weren't better without Russell Westbrook. We weren't better.
You weren't better with him.
They could have been better with him.
So you know what the thing that makes it consistent?
Impossible.
You know who was better before he played for the Lakers? Russell Westbrook. You know what happened when he came and played? The same thing happened to Kyle Kuzma. Whenever you played
with Anthony Davis,
the same thing happened.
Kyle Kuzma won a championship playing with LeBron James.
And niggas had number slander for him.
So what? He's still a champion?
He's still a champion.
Is he not? He played well in the
finals.
He's
not LeBron James. They had five or six all-defensive people.
Look. And guess what? Kyle Kuzma doing the same shit he was doing when he played with the Lakers, just a little bit more. All right? Let's not act like Kyle Kuzma was some fucking virtuoso, which I thought he was going to turn into, but I was wrong. But no. Get the fuck out of here. The team is just not good.
He's playing much better. He's going to play better this year.
It was not a good and well-constructed team.
Because the nucleus is over.
I don't even agree with
that. You don't get it. The yolk is bad. It makes the egg bad. Once you come to that conclusion, that the centerpiece of the Lakers is the problem. You can't look at – you listen. You talk shit and you blame Kyle Kuzma, KCP. Now it's Russell Westbrook. You ain't realized it's the one thing that's consistent. You know what Russell Westbrook was last year? Look, you know what Russell Westbrook was last year? In the playoffs.
And look at Bradley Beal without Russell Westbrook. Just saying.
Not in the playoffs.
I mean,
you know the difference? You know how many games last year? You know how many games they won last year? You know how many games the Wizards won? Listen, you know how many games the Wizards won last year? More games than the Lakers won this year with Russell Westbrook. All of a sudden, it ain't hit you yet. The same consistency of all this, you want to give credit for the wins. You're not going to give credit to the six guys who paid $10 million
for making the playoffs with Kyle Kuzma and all them guys the year before and Russell Westbrook coming to the team and they fucking flaming out.
You're missing the point. You were blaming them that we only got to the first round. You didn't give credit to Anthony Davis for why we got there. We would have got swept or not got there. This year, it's not working because you know why who's game.
I blame Anthony Davis more than anybody.
You know who game took a step back? LeBron James. I bet you the numbers got you confused because you're looking at the numbers.
It ain't about the numbers.
But the problem is when you have the highest usage rate on a team and you turn into Bradley Beal, sit down and shut up because that's all you are is Bradley Beal. You're 6'9", Bradley fucking Beal. You're not going anywhere. Anywhere. So when you pumped up And you're telling me all this joy about how Russell Westbrook fought the third usage rate or how he can't shoot from three? You need to focus on niggas shooting nine threes that don't shoot efficient.
What would you say to that's what you need to focus on? That calls you need to listen? LeBron James hater. What would your
that's because it's actually literally ridiculous. When you think about it, he's the nucleus to winning, like he's the nucleus to failures.
Okay.
It's over.
Not over yet.
It's over.
He's not going to win a championship. But if you want to
talk it's over.
Him, he will.
He's not going to last a whole season.
If Anthony Davis plays more than 50 games next year, the Lakers will be fine.
Now you need Anthony Davis to make the playoffs?
Why do you keep saying that, bro? Who else is on the team?
You've been saying his whole career. He needs nobody.
$127 million in cap room. The hard cap is 150. Who you?
You know what Russell Westbrook did?
What?
Last year they won more games than we won with the Lakers. When his usage rate was the highest on the team, we won more games. If his usage rate is higher than everybody else on the team right now, we'll win more games.
All right.
It's over. Tom, it is over. It is over. And it's okay that it's over.
As hell when they re-sign LeBron for two more years.
You're also paying Russell.
Well, we signed him for $20 million.
Y'all
going to re-sign him on a max.
They're going to sign LeBron Cruz for $50 million for 2 years.
Leaving the Lakers.
They're not giving him a max.
They're going to give him a max.
Look, listen.
Watch how this year play out, and watch when we had this conversation at the end of this year. He will not get the max.
Laker, and then he's going to move and go and run.
He's not going to retire a Laker. He's not going to retire a Laker.
That owns.
That's just not going to happen.
What's the name of the Chelsea chain? The Chelsea team that the Fenway Group owned. Pete, do you know what I'm talking
Does
about?
Does he have an extension right now? Does he have an extension?
No.
There is no way on earth that there's a group of people with money who are dumb enough to let LeBron run a franchise.
The Las Vegas LeBron.
Yeah, this is the difference. Check this out. This is the difference.
I damn near bet my life on it.
I'm gonna tell. So you gonna be killed. You gonna die. Listen, let me tell you something about the motherfucking show, brother.
LeBron's only value is on the court. It's not off the court.
Let me tell you about the show. Let me tell you about the show, nigga. Nobody is bigger than this program, nigga. Nobody. Not Magic, not Kobe, not Cap, not Shaq. Nobody. This ain't nothing new to us. Listen, let me finish. This ain't nothing new to us, Tom. We not the Bulls. We're not the Cavs. We're not the Heat. Nigga, this is the show. This is the show we loyal to when you loyal to us. That's how we work. But we also ain't crazy. This is the show, Tom. This the big show. We're not paying nobody $100 million because you were something 10 years ago.
But they already did that. Yes, you do.
We did that because there was still a possibility of what he could be. And we got a championship.
What about with Kobe?
They did it with Kobe. That was the worst deal in the league.
We were loyal to Kobe because he gave us his whole life.
That's fair.
He gave us his need, and we gave him some money.
But they paid him all the time before that. Okay. So in other words, they're content to pay big names, old big names money.
And at the end of his career, he wasn't on a max.
Yes, he was. The last 2 years,
he wasn't even trying to compete. We decided we wasn't even tripping about winning. We gave our nigga the support he deserved to finish his career. We owed it to him. We don't owe this nigga nothing. And if you think by the end of this season, we gonna get this nigga the match. You got another thing coming, Jack. You niggas is crazy. We're not going to make the playoffs again.
It's the same goofballs upstairs that it's been.
Jeannie is not paying him. Trust me, she's a woman. She's not going to pay him no more.
Women live in a universe without consequences.
We want him to break her. Women are the harshest, most fucked up people on the planet Earth. Trust me.
Are you saying she's going to abort LeBron?
100%.
You heard it here first.
A woman's choice. A woman's motherfucking choice.
Good looking out for tuning in to the No Ceilings Podcast. Please do us a favor and subscribe, rate, comment, and share. This episode was recorded right here on the west coast of the USA and produced by my homeboy, A King, for the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Yeah.
In
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.